RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid, the audience is growing, but the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Jimmy, are you playing that for your fantasy football championship?
Oh, I got a flex today.
You got a flex today, man. Simply the best. Jimmy is the champion of the WQAM Fantasy League. He beat Alejandro Solana handily yesterday for the championship. Congratulations to you, Jimmy. This hour on the program, Aronde Gadsden's going to join us. Aronde was on that Dolphins team 25 years ago today that won the most recent Dolphins playoff game, which is absolutely ridiculous. Aronde's son had a touchdown catch for the Chargers on Saturday. Also a bad drop. And Aronde was not happy with OG the second on that one. We'll get headlines this hour. I also want to do 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored. So the Dolphins game Sunday is a 4:25 start. So does that mean the final Game Day Uncensored of the season, Solana, begins at noon or 12:30?
Yes, noon.
Noon on Sunday, the final Game Day Uncensored with Solana, Brendan Tobin, and Omar Kelly and Chris Perkins. Dolphins go up to New England, take on the Patriots. Patriots going to the playoffs. 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored is brought to you by the Lexus December to Remember sales event. Get offers on select models for a limited time. Learn more at Lexus.com. So here is, as we've talked about, the 25-year playoff drought on the anniversary. How do you say, is it Alain Poupart? I always ask.
Alan.
Is it Alan?
Alan Poupart.
Alan.
And he does great Dolphins coverage. He wrote something in SI today about this Dolphins 25-year playoff drought. And he says, maybe this is the day that you should just celebrate the playoff victory instead of doing a deep dive into why there hasn't been a playoff win since. But let me read you some of what he says. Why the long drought? And this is Miami Dolphins on SI. This should be a long discussion, perhaps best suited on the day other than the anniversary. But since we're already here, let's take a dive into it. For a team to not be able to win a single playoff game in 25 seasons obviously requires multiple reasons, and those always need to start at the top, whether it be ownership, GMs, head coaches, or quarterbacks. The two owners during this playoff drought have been the late Wayne Huizenga and Stephen Ross since 2009. Huizenga was the owner when the Dolphins won the 2000 playoff game, so he has that on his resume. But Ross's 17 seasons as owner have included only 3 playoff appearances and none with a victory. In terms of head coaches, the Dolphins have gone through 8 coaches in those 25 seasons without a playoff win. Wannstedt, Saban, Cam Cameron, Sperano, Philbin, Gase, Flores, and McDaniel. Quick math tells you that's an average of a little more than 3 years per coach. That's also not a recipe for success. The longest Dolphins coach who has been on the job during the playoff drought is 4-plus seasons for Wannstedt, though his stint started with the 1 playoff win in 2000. That was followed by 3 winning seasons, but no playoff wins before he was dismissed after 9 games in 2004. that kind of revolving door isn't necessarily conducive to great team success, though it also could be viewed as a symptom rather than a cause. And then we can contrast what Miami has done compared to, say, the Steelers with Mike Tomlin in his 19th season, the Ravens with John Harbaugh in his 18th season, the Chiefs with Andy Reid in his 13th season, and others. Mike McDaniel currently is in his fourth season as Dolphins head coach, tied for 12th longest tenure among NFL head coaches, and the biggest question about the organization right now is whether he'll be back in 2026. The playoff victory drought can also be attributed in part to the lack of an elite quarterback since Dan Marino retired following the 1999 season, though the Dolphins were able to defeat the Colts on that day 25 years ago with Jay Fiedler, who had some moments during his NFL career but never was considered elite. The Dolphins, quite frankly, have had good players over the past 25 seasons, but there's always been something lacking, and this is where the personnel decisions can be questioned, which brings GMs into the spotlight. It was Chris Greer who occupied that role the longest during the drought, and the Dolphins moved on from him in late October during his 10th season on the job. The Dolphins could be in rebuilding mode to some degree next season, including the quarterback position, where the team very well might move on from Tua. The big question then becomes exactly when the Dolphins will be in position to end their playoff win drought. And he goes on to write a little bit more, but essentially he lays out there, for me, I've always been a big fan of consistency, which is one of the reasons that I was arguing last season, at the end of last season, hey, come back with Greer and McDaniel and Tua, because better than shaking things up all the time. So I'm with him when he says, hey, look, Andy Reid's been there 13 seasons. John Harbaugh's been there 18 seasons. Mike Tomlin's been in Pittsburgh 19 seasons. When you don't have consistency anywhere, you don't have enough time to create success, in my opinion.
Oh, 100%. You bring up the Steelers, the Ravens, the Chiefs right now. We talk about it all the time during the season. The identity. What's this team's identity? We tried the tough guy. Pell was talking about it. We have the offensive guru. Then before him, we had the tough guy. Before that, even the Parcells and Sperano time. That was the tough back to rule, hard-nosed football. We're going to beat everybody's heads in, bringing all these crazy people. But they're here for 2 years, 3 years, and now you reset to a whole nother approach. You know how the Ravens are going to look, how the Steelers are going to look, and how the Chiefs are going to look. The Ravens and the Steelers are very similar. Tough-ass 3-4 defense, and they're going to run the ball, play-action offense. I guess what they do, it's how they've won over the years. The Chiefs are totally different. They have the best quarterback ever to touch football. They're going to sling it around and let Patrick Mahomes beat you late. It's what this, how, why they have rings. The Dolphins have none of that. It's funny you bring up Wanstead, and we laugh about Lamar Smith having 40 carries. There was no surprise. I remember when I got to the Dolphins, what Vernon told me, Vernon Carey, man, I got here. They told me we're going to run Ricky to the right, then Ricky to the left, then Ricky to the right. And if they catch on to it, we'll run Ricky to the right twice in a row. But everybody knew what the Dolphins were going to do. And that's when they had those great Jason Taylor, Zach Thomas, you know, Sam Madison defenses. They were the Steelers back then, trying to become that. Now, I don't know what the identity is. You talk about what the Dolphins do well. We bring up a damn game from 3 years ago when we scored 70 points. That's what our identity is, a game 3 years ago.
What's fun, though?
What's our identity? Oh, we scored 70.
There's a really popular social media account right now. It's this kid from Japan. I'm trying to get him on the show. I just don't know if he speaks English. Have you seen this, Hawk? This
kid that stayed.
So,
but book him even if he doesn't.
So he's gone viral, not just by Miami fans, but he's an NFL fan that lives in Japan, and he stays up to watch the games. And Miami fans caught on to him because he wears an orange Chad Henne jersey that he wears, but he's a Miami Dolphins fan. And
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
And then he became a Miami Hurricanes fan, and he does a video every Sunday watching this team. And somebody finally asked him, why are you a Dolphins fan? Why are you suffering every night staying up in Japan? The games are at 2, 3, 4 in the morning, and then he's got to go to work. And he says, they scored 70 points, the first NFL game I ever watched against the Denver Broncos.
I think we talked about it a few weeks ago. Do you remember the show that we did after that game? Like for the next 3-4 days? Like, I mean... We were the envy of the NFL universe. We had tapped into an offense that hadn't been seen since the Rams and Kurt Warner and who was the receiver? I want to say Isaac Bruce, but it wasn't Isaac Bruce.
Was it Isaac Bruce?
Torrey Holt. Wasn't it Torrey Holt?
Torrey and Isaac, they were on the team together. The running
Marshall Faulk.
Yeah. The greatest show on turf.
Man, yeah, man. That game, that week of shows following that game was
those seven receiving touchdowns, 200 yards rushing, 14 of 14 third down, something crazy.
That's the guy? Yeah, get him on the show.
Yeah, I've DM'd him a couple of times, but look, there he is with the Dolphins jersey. That one's a 14, orange 14 jersey. And
poor kid had no idea what he was in for.
This past weekend, he went to a 7-Eleven at 4 in the morning at halftime to go get like a berry smoothie. And he does it every Sunday now. He films himself like how I'm staying up to watch a Dolphins game.
Those 7-Elevens in Japan, man, I told you about them. Those things are insanely good.
But to your point, I mean, to the story, 7 years is the 12th longest tenure in the NFL. Mm-hmm. What's that saying? Like those 17, 18, 19 years, the Harbaughs, and those are special.
Not
like,
7 years, stuff. 4 years.
I mean, 4 years, that's crazy. It's the 12th longest. So do you wait for your identity just to happen and you give it 7-8 years? Or do you get 3-4 years in and say, this isn't working, let's get out of here?
Well, I lean more towards the way Stephen Ross runs things, which is see it out, see it through. But I understand that attitude kept us 3 seasons too long with Ryan Tannehill, kept us 2 seasons too long with Tua Tagovailoa, kept us 3-4 seasons too long with Chris Greer. Like, I get it. I get it. But you have to be able, if you're going to pull the plug on something, you have to be able to correct it. Mm-hmm. Immediately. And that's where the issue comes in, is that when they finally do get to that point, it doesn't seem to get corrected still.
And you earlier we were talking about comparing the real estate guru Stephen Ross's business of real estate to now owning an NFL team. You can, if your electrician messes up, you can go find an amazing electrician somewhere else. There's a bunch of contractors in the world. There's a bunch of cement guys and brick layers. I don't know what the hell they do. There aren't a bunch of great head coaches out there.
Right.
There's not a lot of great gyms. So
there's certainly not a lot of elite quarterbacks.
That's the thing. So if he can't, you really can't run a football NFL team like you run another business, because there are slim pickings with the great ones, and you have to have a great one to win. I'm a Bucs fan. We won in 02 with that crazy, you know, Warren Sapp, what was it, John Lynch, Derek Brooks, that defense. They won again. You know when they got good again? When Tom Brady decided to go there.
Right.
We were terrible for two decades, just like the Dolphins. Didn't pee and drop in the playoffs. You get Tom Brady, go to win the Super Bowl 2 years later.
Anyway, let's get headlines. Rhonda Gadsden is going to join us this hour. Headlines with Alejandro Solana.
What's crazy, though, is the NFL really is built for parity. Like, it really is. And I think that's the most surprising part. It's not even, you know, like a 10-year playoff appearance drought. I mean, you're talking about 25 years of not winning a playoff game.
I think that's hard to do in any sport, even sports that aren't built for parity. Baseball. It is so hard to go 25 seasons without a playoff win, as evidenced, Appel pointed it out, with the Marlins. One of the cheapest payrolls in MLB. They shouldn't make the playoffs for 25 years because MLB is not built for parity. You know, the NFL is. This is so unprecedentedly bad, it's almost impossible to do if you were trying.
I'll tell you, somebody had a big part of it, if you want to be honest. The guy I just brought up, Thomas Nathaniel Brady. You had no chance to win the AFC East for two decades.
But that doesn't mean you couldn't have won a playoff game.
So you're guaranteed a wild card.
Whatever.
You were going to be a wild card team no matter what.
And win a playoff game. And now you don't have this record if you win a playoff game. That's it.
And if you won, if we got the wild card when Brady was playing, we're going to have to go play Peyton Manning at home or somebody like that. We just didn't go back to the quarterback thing. We didn't had nobody that was going to do that. The Wildcat wasn't beating Tom Brady and Peyton Manning.
But even when you have a good quarterback, as evidenced by Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson, sometimes there's a buzzsaw. His name happens to be Patrick Mahomes, not this season, but up until then. Like, but it doesn't mean that you can't get to very close, you know? And so it's like, okay, maybe you had Tom Brady in your division. Maybe you had other factors that prevented to not win a playoff game in 25 seasons is almost impossible, as evidenced by the fact that the Dolphins hold the record. There's nobody close now since Detroit has won a playoff game. I think the most recent non-playoff winning team is 2009.
Isn't it the Raiders, though? Aren't the Raiders also in a similar boat where they haven't won a playoff game in like 20 seasons as well?
Let me see.
The Raiders would have been back at the Tuck Rule game, but they won the playoff game, obviously. They were deep in the playoffs.
I think the Raiders are in that same boat. Dolphins 24 seasons last year, now 25. The Raiders 22 seasons.
Wow. It's tough. We're not talking about a Super Bowl, we're talking about a playoff win.
That's crazy. Right. A playoff win.
And then the Jets, and they're on a, now they have a new drought. So they haven't won a playoff game. It was 14. It'll be 15 seasons. They haven't been to the playoffs now. I think it extends to 11 consecutive seasons. The Dolphins have been to the playoffs two times in as many years.
Yeah, recently.
Yeah. But even with the Jets, you think about that Rex Ryan, who's the guy that got stabbed by the worker?
Oh, Mark Sanchez.
Yeah, the Sanchez Rex Ryan little window. Yep. Like the Dolphins, we couldn't sneak up on a Rex Ryan Sanchez window real quick.
Well, that was 2023. I mean, that really was. That's like that magical season where you do get a 70-point performance against Denver and everything's going well and Tua's playing MVP-caliber football and whatever. And then, you know, you get into the playoffs. They just happen to play Kansas City and they happen to play in minus 100-degree weather.
It was cold. I love
it
that.
It was cold.
I don't know, man.
Hawk says that.
Hawk, the 70-point game was fun, and that season really was fun. I still maintain it's the funnest season I've had as a Dolphins fan probably in my life outside of the Wildcat year. Crowder's 2008 Wildcat team.
Appreciate you, brother.
But let's be real now. We can all kind of come together here and admit we were duped by that team. They were 1-6 against playoff teams.
I understand. But that the season, like Crowder's talking about with Mark Sanchez and Rex Ryan, like that's the kind of season where, yeah, you go into the playoffs and you do sneak out a victory. We're talking about.
But those teams were actually really good. Like they had Darrell Revis. Those Jets defenses were amazing. I'm pretty sure we could look this up. I'm pretty sure Mark Sanchez beat Tom Brady in the playoffs with one of those teams. And they just Mark Sanchez just wasn't good enough to go win you a Super Bowl, but they built like that. Those Jets teams with Darrell Revis from like 08.
But you can't. No. Because you can't tell me that 2023 really Dolphins team couldn't have won a playoff game had they not played Kansas City on the road in that kind of cold. Had they played at home, if that had been seeded differently, which there was a pretty good chance it was going to be seeded differently, they could have won a playoff game.
Well, Hawk, maybe, but they had three playoff games before that game to put themselves in a position
to play
an actual playoff game at home. And you want to know how those games ended?
No, I recall.
They lost to Tennessee at home on Monday Night Football, despite having a 2-score lead with like 3 minutes to go. And then they had a 14-0 lead against Buffalo at home at halftime, and they lost that game as well. They went up to Baltimore. Another playoff game, they just had to win that one, and they lost like 56-13. Like, so I don't know. I mean, could things have broken right and they got Pittsburgh at home? Maybe, but Pittsburgh wasn't.
It should have been seeded differently because they should have won that Tennessee game. We all know that that was a disaster at the end, and I blame Mike McDaniel on that one. I do.
Yeah. Wasn't that the mayonnaise, the quarterback that's endorsed by mayonnaise?
Yeah.
Levis.
Yeah, who hadn't played.
Yeah, that was sad. But I think
we have to look back on those teams and be honest with ourselves. They were fun and it was an offensive juggernaut, but those teams they just genuinely weren't as good as we thought.
But we all know that.
Yeah, but Solano,
just have to look back at the record and what happened in the playoffs. We all know that's not up for debate. All I'm saying is Crowder said in 25 years, can't you sneak a playoff victory somewhere? That 2023 season was made to sneak a playoff victory somewhere. It was. All you have to do is hold on in that Tennessee game. There's 3 minutes left. You hold on in that Tennessee game, you're not playing on the road in KC.
And you're right. We called it the Mark Sanchez team. That was the Darrell Revis, David Harris. They had a crazy defense. They were deep. Yeah. It's a Rex Ryan team. But that year, why couldn't the Dolphins ever sneak up on a great defense that could carry a bad offense? Why, like in any of those little things, the Browns won a damn playoff game with what Baker Mayfield?
Yeah.
He's not an MVP. Why in 25 years couldn't we really accidentally win a playoff game somehow?
The true answer here is Tom Brady.
Nope. The true answer, as this chatter points out, fangs cost them that Titans game. This Vic Fangio, he was a secret double agent for Philly.
The true answer is Tom Brady because he won the division every single year, and you weren't going to win the division, so you were a wild card.
But you don't have to win the division. You can win a wild card game. You can win a wild card game.
Well, blame Crowder then. I mean, his defense is the one that gave up, 180 points to the Baltimore Ravens at home in 2008?
We won the division in 2008. The defense was stout. Then Chad Pennington decided to throw four interceptions to Ed Reed and let him run two of them back. Those points he scored wasn't even on us. It was on the offense.
All right, do the headlines. We have enough time with OG.
You run me hot.
The Heat, they won yesterday. They've won three straight. They're back to playing fun basketball, fast-paced basketball. They scored 140 yesterday, 147, which sets a season high for them. Seventh time this season, they've scored 140 or more. They had only done that in franchise history, part of this season, 8 times total. They've done it 7 times already this year.
All right.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business. Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Out of the play-in.
Six seed, tied for the five seed, half game out of the four seed. Don't look now. They're back.
You're going to do it every time, ain't
he? Mm-hmm. I sure am. Nico,
I sure am.
All Nico it took Jokic. Was playing Indiana and Jokic going out in the first half. that's all it took.
The Cowboys waived Trayvon Diggs today.
Yeah. There's a crazy story about Trayvon Diggs.
Well, there might be an even crazier story with Stephon Diggs. Both
Stephon
those guys
Diggs has a crazy story out today. Yeah, too.
Mm-hmm. We're in the news. We'll see what happens there. The Florida Panthers, they did win yesterday. They beat the Washington Capitals, and tonight they're going to host the Habs, the Montreal Canadiens. That'll be at 7 p.m. Canes Hoops plays tonight as well. I forgot to mention that earlier. Canes Hoops, that game will be on AM 560. They host Pittsburgh at the Watsco Center.
All right.
Your weather in South Florida, beautiful afternoon. It's like in the mid-70s right now here in Miami. It'll be in the low 60s tonight. It'll be in the low 50s tomorrow night.
Look out below. Rondé Gadsden is going to join us next. Did you do the sponsor? I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's brought to you by Chillzone AC, featuring reliable Route AC systems. Visit chillzoneac.com.
All right, Rondé Gadsden is going to join us in the next segment.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Is there any possibility that Billy the Marlin is a bird?
I like what you did there, Jimmy. You've been playing California Love every time OG comes on for the entire season. And we were saying, I mean, come on. I mean, he's a Miami guy. His son plays in L.A., but now he went Hotel California. Change it up a little bit. I appreciate that, Jimmy. Rondé Gadsden is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, played for the Dolphins. In fact, played for them on December 30th in the year 2000, which is the last time the Dolphins won a playoff game. And we've been talking about it for an hour and 35 minutes, even though we've got a Miami-Ohio State game tomorrow that we need to talk about. But do you remember that game, OG? First of all, if I told you in the huddle or in the winning locker room after that game 25 years ago today that the Dolphins would not win another playoff game and we'd be talking in 2025 on that same day and they still would not have won another playoff game, would you have believed it?
No, not at all. I'd be like, you tripping.
What do you remember about that game?
We ran the hell out of Lamar Smith, I think. You know what I'm saying?
40 carries.
It was a good game, but I mean, I just think we wanted to win so bad. We knew we had a good game plan for them, and you know, it kind of worked out. We wish we threw the ball more, got some more catches, but you know, we wanted to win home so bad, you know, because it was a big deal, you know, always to get a home game. But we always seemed to get that first one at home, and then things went awry.
OG, you talk about the game plan. Were you just stock blocking all week? Because there's no way somebody gets the ball 40 times and y'all had an offensive air it out approach.
Oh, no, that wasn't the approach. That's what I'm saying. That was the approach to run the ball and play good defense. I think that's probably the foundation of most of the game plans that you know what I'm saying? So that's a Dave Wannstedt staple. Run the ball and play good defense. All right, that was it. But even on the game-winning touchdown, you can see me. I'm blocking, hands inside, pushing, and Lamar Smith zooms right by me. So yeah, it's pretty consistent in what was going on.
I'm gonna go look at that highlight right now. Hold on.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Salon. I'm gonna look at that. I want to see Aronde blocking on that play.
You can't hear you.
Solana, you're muted.
Hey, OG, did you think the Colts kicker, Vanderjack, did you think he was going to miss that, whatever it was, 40-plus yarder, that would have won it for them in overtime? Like, were you nervous when he was kicking that?
Yeah, those were the old rules, Solana, if you remember. You know what I mean? If you got the ball and kicked it, you won. And so, yeah, the years – you know, leading up to that, I mean, even that day, he was a pretty solid kicker, you know what I mean, except for the time Peyton Manning, I think, yelled at him and stuff like that. But I think he was pretty solid, you know what I mean? And obviously the defense was the best part of our team at the time, and they got in enough field goal position to kick the field goal, and we thought it was over. But, he missed it and gave us a shot, and, Jay found a way to pull it out, and so we feel good about
that. I'm watching right now.
After you threw three interceptions in that game.
Hey, don't worry about that. We won the game. Stop.
Man, nope. I'm seeing OJ seemed to have a bad block on that. Where? I mean,
OJ weighed 113 pounds. OJ can't block no damn body.
Hold on. I'm going to hold this up. See if you guys can see this on the camera. Can you see this?
Mm-hmm.
Here, see if you can watch. Here it is. This goes to Lamar Smith. Watch OJ McDuffie coming up here on the bottom right.
Well, I'll let you know. OG and OJ are built totally different.
But even OG, like, he was.
OG
would
choke. You see OG's hands? They're like.
But OG was spelt back then too. Did you and OJ hate that Wannstedt offense? Like, did you run back to every huddle and just hate this offense?
Yeah, it was pretty lackluster. I mean, but you know, listen, to say the least. But to the credit, you know, I think we didn't take advantage of everything we could because of, you know. With Lamar and even Ricky, the play action should have been like, you know, stellar. You know what I mean? Like, just like, because we ran the ball so much, like, we should have been able to play action and get a few more, you know, yards, but we just didn't because he just didn't, you know, I don't think he would leave too much in Jay. I think that was probably most of it. But, you know, I think after that game, we went to the Raiders and it didn't fare too well. But listen, I think the four receivers we had were pretty damn good. I think it was me, OJ, was it Tony and Lamar. I think that was a pretty good. Four, maybe Shep. Maybe Tony wasn't there. Maybe Leslie Shepard was there. But I still think if we had just done more four wide, we would have been all right. But, you know, we had some fullbacks in there. We had Stanley Pritchard and Rob Kennard. So
well, I put a receiver out there if you got a fullback, OG. Come on now.
Right. I know. So.
OG, you said something about Wannstedt, his foundation, run the ball and playing good defense. we were talking about the tenured head coaches right now, the Harbaughs and the Mike Tomlin. It's pretty much their approach to the game, too. They got better quarterbacks through the years, and that's why they win championships. But we were talking about like how laying that foundation is what makes teams good. And you said foundation for Wanstead, which was boring as hell to watch. But the foundation that he had running the ball and defense was the last playoff win in Dolphin history.
Yeah, no, to be quite honest, I mean, you know, we went to the playoffs every year. Let's not get it twisted. It just was, you know, like I said, lackluster. I think they, you know, in their minds, you know, those old, you know, listen to the dudes you just named, both Harbaughs, because, you know, I watched, you know, one of the brothers every week, and, you know, the defense is good. You know, like you said, the quarterback is dynamic, but, you know, that's what they want to do. You know, Greg Roman, at the end of the day in Los Angeles, for the Chargers, the offense coordinator, he's a run-the-ball guy. You know what I mean? And, you know, Harbaugh won all those years with the same thing, run the ball, two tights, play good defense, and his brother did the same thing because you think all the running backs they had at the Ravens. But I think it comes down to they want to get you into a one-game playoff scenario, and in a one-game situation, that usually wins. You know, 3 yards, a cloud of dust, keep the score close, and our defense is going to stop you, and, you know, we hope to get close enough to kick a field goal. Works. Not exciting for, you know, a receiver.
Not exciting. Not exciting.
But, you know,
give me that Bears-Niners game from Sunday night. Give me that all day long.
Yeah, no, I get it. But, you know, like at the end of the day, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the Eagles probably still going to be there. You know, but that's all they really doing. They ain't scored in a second half in, like, three games. You know what I'm saying? But they still feel a way to win the game. Like, they did not put – they weren't even close to the touchdown the second half against Buffalo. I mean, not even close. They didn't care. Like, you know what I'm saying? We're going to play some good defense. You know, these people on the 5-yard line to win the game, you know, 2-yard line, a 2-point conversion, they're like, all right. But see, the problem is the coaches are so arrogant. Why you don't want to kick the extra point and tie the game? Why you want to go for two? Why? Why?
Yeah, the Eagles not the dub.
But the Eagles not scoring. They hadn't scored since the second quarter. They're not scoring. Like, you tie in and they tie. They offense suck. Even kick them the ball first. They're not scoring a touchdown. They ain't scoring a touchdown in 47 minutes. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't get it. Just, you know, we played a game like, well, the Chargers played a game like that. You know, it's 13-16, Andy Reid. Like, and your quarterback went down. You got in Gardner Minshew. Like, you going to throw the ball? That's what you're going to do? Just kick the field goal, man. Go into overtime. Like, I don't get it. Like,
tomorrow is New Year's Eve. Go ahead and share with everybody your New Year's resolutions for 2026.
My New Year's resolution at the top of the list is, you know, I'm trying to be better at drinking alcohol. I've been drinking some rock gut alcohol here lately, so I'm gonna be better. I'm gonna have to go top shelf liquor from here on out. I can't go anymore. I can't go any worse. I can't go Kirkland. I can't go. You know, I have to drink better alcohol. And
so I don't want a dry January. You're looking for a top shelf January.
Yeah. See, that way you don't have to drink as much. You know what I'm saying? Over this Christmas holidays, I've been drinking, and, you know, people like, you want some more? Yeah, I'm going to have to step it up a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, I have to drink, you know, like Whistle Pig. I have to drink some good bourbons and some good whiskeys. I can't continue to drink. You know what I'm saying? I can't continue to drink well liquor. You know what I mean? I have to do better.
A man of your stature should not be drinking well drinks. You should be drinking top shelf.
Yeah. I can't go in the happy hour and get what's on the list for under $5. I'm going to have to step it up.
You ordering by the type of liquor, not the name? You just say vodka this or tequila this?
Yeah. I go in there and just want a screwdriver. That's it. You know, give me a screwdriver.
Right, so you got to be more discerning now.
Yes. And so as I get older, I've learned to walk in places and say, I want Ketel One and Orange Juice instead of Svedka and Orange Juice. You understand? That's one of my New Year's resolutions. One of my New Year's resolutions. And so I'm going to step it up in my salads, too. I'm not going to get, any iceberg lettuce. I'm going to step it up and get some spinach because I'm trying to work on my core in 2026. So an iceberg lettuce has...
Wait a second. One of your New Year's resolutions for 2026 is no more iceberg lettuce?
Yeah, because it's got no nutritional value. I get nothing out of iceberg lettuce.
Right, just takes up space.
Yeah. It takes up space. So I'm going to get some spinach. I'm going to start to do more spinach salads, like I said. I'm going to try to exercise more. That's what I'm going to start, parking my car a little further away in a parking spot instead of using my handicap placard. So those are my New Year's resolutions.
Well, it sounds like you have carved out one heck of a resolution list for 2026. So I just want to make sure I get this straight. Let's say you see Aronde in 2026 at Twin Peaks in Davie. He will be parking further away in what is already a small lot, but he will be parking further away.
I'm going to park by the Michaels across the street.
Oh, so you're going to park across the street at the mall. Yeah. Okay, so he's going to walk all the way across the street from the shopping center.
Right.
And then
when
you get into Twin Peaks, you're going to order a screwdriver, but you will specify the vodka you want in it. And then you will order some sort of salad, but hold the iceberg lettuce, replace it with spinach.
Correct. Right. Sound pretty solid to me.
I think you got a hell of a 2026 on hand.
I just want to say, I got a lead pipe locked 2026. When you see me in 2027, I ought to be looking a whole lot different. Eating a healthier salad and drinking better liquor, I should be better.
That's
excellent. Happy New Year, OG.
Happy New Year to y'all, man. All right, man. Have a happy New Year, everybody. I eat some Hoppin' John, and have lots of greens, okay?
A lot of spinach salad. See you, OG. There you go. Right. Aronde Gadsden, his final appearance for 2025 on this show, and he ends it with a flourish. What revelations there as he looks forward to the next year.
That's genius.
Replace your iceberg lettuce with spinach. Park a little further away wherever you're going.
It's doable. Read 100 books. Who's reading 100 books?
Right. He has laid out doable resolutions.
I like it.
My 2026 resolutions is not to be here for the rest of the show. I am going to take off and spend some quality time with the family. I'm going to leave you with Solana and Crowder and Jimmy for the next 2 hours. I gotta get out of here. I got to have some family time as well, because I'm working New Year's Day now. I'm working the day after the Canes game. That was supposed to be a day off. So
what day is that?
That's Thursday.
Oh.
You're there in Minnesota skiing. I want you to ski.
We're headed back. We're headed back home. I'm headed back to
your ski trip's tonight. Over already? Your
ski trip's over. There. Well, Buck Hill's only so big. It's just an Aspen.
4 hour family ski trip.
It's just an Aspen. Buck Hill.
Solana and Crowder and Jimmy will be joined by Joe Zagacki from Dallas in the 4 o'clock hour, and they'll take you up till 6 o'clock tonight.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I have this fantasy, I've had this for years, of becoming obese and bedridden and just watching TV all day and having people bring me food.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.